Is a theory an explanation, or is it something different from that?
That's a good question. I've been grappling with that. The term theory alone is a very good example of a term that everyone tosses around, assumes that we all share the same definition when in fact we don't. And I would say most textbooks use the positivist first version of theory as being explanation and prediction. But there are other ways of relating to theory as abstract understanding of linking abstract concepts together, seeing the relationships. And it may not be a relationship of variables. It may be a way of understanding the world in a more comprehensive, more abstract way. Certainly the notion of the concepts being variables, which Barney Glaser happens to have, comes out of positivism, still echoed in positivism today. Jonathan Turner in my discipline, sociology, is particularly adept. He's a positivist and particularly articulate about his view. And I really recommend his writings about it to have a very contemporary view of theory from a more positivist perspective.
I certainly find a lot of my students are quite intimidated by the idea of developing theory because they think of it as some kind of grand theory.
Yes.
It's kind of, I know, it's like Goffman's dramaturgical metaphor, or it's, you know, Marx's idea of class struggle and so on they've got to come up with. But it isn't like that, is it? Theory can be at different levels and different kinds of approach.
Grounded theorists usually develop theories at the middle range or lower level, I would say. And I think very few grounded theories are basically theoretical. I think some people write in a theoretical way, but they don't necessarily have theory. They're developing a theoretical perspective, but not making the links between the concepts to give that greater understanding.